Hello, everybody, and welcome to my Georgia Tech Untitled podcast. And truthfully, we still don't have a name yet for this thing. This is only the second episode, and it's been a long time, way too long, since the last episode that I did with you guys. So I apologize up front. And if you're just tuning into this, you're going, who is this guy? My name's Elijah Winfrey. I'm a Georgia Tech fan. I live in Messina, New York, way, 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 way up at the top of the state of New York, and we're actually closer to Canada than we are to anything else, about 10 minutes away. I'm originally from Georgia, which is where my Georgia Tech connection comes into play. I'm just a fan, and this is just something that we're doing for fun, but like I said, it's been a long time since I did the last podcast. Things have been absolutely bonkers in my personal life, but also with Georgia Tech and COVID-19. So, real quick, you know me, I like to tell you a little bit about what I'm going through as well as my fandom. So I host a morning radio show in Messina, New York. And one of the big things, because it is a smaller community, is the fact that I'm one of the only voices some people hear in the morning. And so for me as a 26-year-old trying to be the calming voice for my community and trying to make sure I get the right information out there, that has been a challenge that I've never faced this before from the media side. So that's been absolutely crazy. I know I said in the last podcast we did that my wife and I had a trip planned in April to come down to Atlanta. It was going to be my first time coming back home since 2011. Right now, I'm not sure if that's still happening or not. It's a wait and see game with everything going on. And obviously with sports in general, it's a wait and see game because of COVID-19. So the other day, to kind of get into the Georgia Tech stuff, the other day I posted something on our Swarm Facebook page. And it was kind of a poll, so to speak. You know, Facebook got rid of how they used to do polls, so this was my way of doing one. But I said, if Georgia Tech could play one of the three schools, which school would you like to see the most? Now, because you don't have the poll in front of you, we talked about the Florida State Seminoles, we talked about the Tennessee Volunteers, and we talked about the Auburn Tigers. And I got to be honest, there was way more fans for the Auburn-Georgia Tech contest than there were for the other two. And that kind of surprised me a little bit. And for some folks, they were campaigning pretty hard. They were finding old stories, old stats, all sorts of stuff. And I didn't have the heart to tell them that we are not the GTAA or Todd Stansbury. And so we don't have any real effect on what games get scheduled. But hey, then again, though, to keep the hope alive, you never know who's listening. but anyway, yeah, there was a lot of fans for that Auburn-Georgia Tech rivalry. And I think somebody, if it may have been Lucas, actually, that had posted about the fact that Auburn is the other team that we have played the most over our time as a program. And I thought that was kind of interesting. Obviously, Georgia Tech used to be in the SEC. I know that. So obviously, they played them quite a bit during those time frames. But I had never thought of Auburn as that big of a rivalry. And I think that's probably because I became a Tech fan in the early 2000s. How many times have we really played them since 2003? I think it's been three times. And I will say, I enjoy that game. I do enjoy that game between Auburn and Georgia Tech. It was not my favorite, though, but we'll talk about that in a second. Another one that was on the list, as I mentioned before, was the Tennessee Volunteer Georgia Tech game. And there was a couple of folks that, you know, were all about Tennessee Georgia Tech. And I'll be honest, while that's not my favorite, I was a big fan of the game from a couple of years ago. Obviously, I would have loved to be on the winning side of it, but I thought it was an instant classic. I mean, Taquan Marshall played out of his mind that game. And I remember watching that up here in Messina with a couple of friends that had no context about Georgia Tech football. And by the end of it, even though we lost, they kind of looked at me and were like, I get it, Elijah. I understand why you like, you know, the Yellow Jackets so much. So, hey, that was a bonus. I'm converting them as we go. But anyway, Yeah, like I said, I that's not my favorite contest because I've only ever seen one time where we played them in my, you know, in my lifetime, so to speak, of my fandom, I should say. But I understand why people would think that would be a pretty good game. You know, obviously, I don't like the Georgia Bulldogs as many of our fans don't, but I will say one game I do tune in that they play is against Tennessee because I always love that rivalry and I'm always rooting for Tennessee in that game. But as far as Georgia Tech Tennessee is concerned, I mean, hey, I think that would be a nice matchup. They always do pretty good in recruiting, as does Auburn. So I think that would be a pretty, you know, a natural matchup there for Tech. But my favorite, and, you know, if you're sitting there doing the math in your head, you already know which one it is Florida State Georgia Tech. Now, I got to come clean with you. As I said in the first podcast, my dad is a Seminoles fan. So that is a big reason why I enjoy this. But I also have another reason. And the other reason is who they've hired as a head coach at Florida State. Now, for some reason, my mind is blanking on the guy's name, but I'm sure as soon as I'm done recording this, I'm going to think of it. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because this gentleman coached a very successful program at Memphis and is now trying to take his talents to Tallahassee and trying to turn that program around. In a similar way, Jeff Collins took his talents from a smaller school in Temple to a big Power 5 team. And I'm not going to say that they have the same recruiting methods, but it seems like a lot of the things that Georgia Tech is doing by being very, very active on social media, by doing a lot of these new trends, is kind of similar to what I'm now seeing Florida State do quite a bit. And so I think that would make it an interesting matchup because my honest opinion, I think in 3 years, we're going to be looking at a powerhouse Georgia Tech team if everything works out correctly. And I think Florida State, I think they're going to be a powerhouse as well. And right now, you know, they're not on our schedule from what I understand. So I can say that without getting in too much trouble from our own fan base. But I think that would be a very interesting matchup. And I know for a number of years, you know, Bobby Bowden and the boys, you know, down in Tallahassee had our number, but the last couple of times, it was just starting to get interesting, and then all of a sudden, they were off the schedule. So, like I said, you know, I think that that, to me, is the game that I would like to see scheduled on a regular basis. You know, why not make it an every year thing? You know, obviously, we play Clemson every single year as our team that we face from the other division, but I'd love to see Florida State also be that team. But, you know, obviously the powers that be have not done that yet. But as far as going back to what everybody else was saying with the Auburn game, I could see that being very interesting. You know, obviously, you know, I was thinking about it the other day in preparation for doing this. You know, every college team, there's like two different trains of thought. Okay, there's two different trains of thought. One train of thought is, let's not play any small schools. Let's just play schools that are going to sell out our stadium. Okay, so you see a lot of teams doing that. You know, they're not playing these, you know, 1AA schools anymore. They're just playing straight up games that are going to get them on TV, get them in primetime locations. And then you have other teams that kind of load the front end of their schedule with some AA schools. Not saying they're bad schools, just AA schools, so that they can try to, you know, get guys playing time and you know, slowly ease themselves into the harder parts of their schedule. And I've always, you know, lately I've been feeling like, and maybe it's just because I'm getting older, but I've been feeling like the second train of thought, as far as, you know, let's schedule the best games, the ones that's going to have the most eyeballs on it, I feel like that's the better strategy when it comes to college football. And so, you know, obviously you look at our schedule this year, you know, we're playing UCF. UCF's a good team. They are. Everybody knows that. UCF's a good team. But we have Gardner-Webb on the schedule, and we have somebody else on the schedule too that I can't think of off the top of my head. But they're not hugely talented per se. And so if you took the Gardner-Webb game and that other game I'm talking about, and you took them off the schedule and replaced them with a Florida State, an Auburn, or, you know, hey, if you want to go with the amount of votes that we had on the page, replace it with Auburn and Tennessee, if that was even doable. I'm almost willing to bet that no matter where those games are, they are going to sell out. And if you could get those games at Bobby Dodd on national television in prime time, that'd be pretty cool. But like I said, I wanted to cover something. I mean, obviously COVID-19, it's making it kind of difficult to cover anything these days. But I figured, you know, post a discussion topic, see what people thought. And that's what we came up with. So once again, everybody on the Swarm Facebook page, a lot of people said Auburn. They want to see Auburn on the schedule. So if anybody with power happens to be listening, that is what the people want. And if they happen to be listening to me, give the people what they want, but also give me Florida State. But anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Untitled Podcast as of right now. If you got a name for us, feel free to let me know. I'd love to you know, get a name for this thing and a more consistent schedule. I do apologize about that. I've just been very busy. But I hope you're doing well. I hope your family's doing well. And obviously, as we move forward, we'll be incorporating some other folks from our podcast and from the Swarm Facebook page, which, by the way, thank you so much for liking the page. And yeah, you know, we're all going to get through this together. And so if I can say anything, I will say this: be good to one another, and I'll talk to you later. Go Tech!